This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Songs like How Great Is Our God and Indescribable are sung every Sunday in churches around the world. The man behind these and so many more that we play on Hope is award-winning worship artist Chris Tomlin, and he joins us today. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good to be with you in Sydney today.
Chris, we're so excited to talk to you this morning. We're so blessed by your music. We believe that your dad taught you to play guitar when you were 9 years old. Did you know then that you wanted to be a musician?
Not really. I was a kid, got sick. You know, I was like home for the summer, and all my friends were playing baseball, and I was bummed. I was bummed because I couldn't play. And my dad's like, I'm going to teach you to do something. You can't just sit around. So he said, you want to learn to play the guitar? And I was like, yeah. So he started, my dad played country music. I grew up in Texas. So he loved playing country music. Started picking it up. But then I started playing in church. I grew up in a little small town. No one could really play. And I was kind of the only kid that could play. So they threw me up there all the time to play and lead songs. And that became this passion that I felt even early on. I didn't know what a worship leader was. Didn't know what worship music was. I really never heard the term. But I loved seeing people connect to God and sing. I didn't like it when people would just watch me play. Even as a young kid, I liked it when people would sing. And I didn't know that that was even God putting that gift in me from a young kid.
So you grew up playing at church, and now you're like a modern-day hymn writer. How does it feel knowing churches around the world are singing your songs?
It never gets old to hear that. You know, it's probably what I'm most grateful for. Of all the things that have happened in my life, as far as music is concerned, as far as, you know, any kind of, like, awards or touring or that kind of thing, what I'm most thankful for and what I'm most grateful for is when I hear people come up and I talk to people and they're like, Chris, we sing these songs in our church, or I love this song, it means so much to me, or these songs have become a part of our worship. That is just amazing, because that's when it goes past me as an artist. It's not attached to me anymore. These are the people's songs, and I'm always so humbled by that and grateful for it.
Chris, you've released so many albums. Does the inspiration for the songs come quickly to you usually?
Well, I think a lot of the strength of the songs is actually been in co-writing. I get together with a group of guys that I write with that we're always pushing each other and always have the same heartbeat to write songs that help people sing, to write simple songs that help people worship God. And that's what I've always tried to stay true to.
Chris, last year I was lucky enough to be in New York at Madison Square Gardens at your Worship America night. It was incredible.
Wow.
Being surrounded by tens of thousands of people praising God. And then after Louis Giglio preached, the entire stadium was on their knees praying for a spiritual awakening in America. It was amazing. What's your heart behind these Worship America nights?
Well, I think you were at probably maybe the most amazing concert I've ever gotten to do.
And so I picked a good one.
You were there. That was a special night. The vision for Worship Night in America is of the church being unified, the church walking in faith, the church not standing in fear. Probably not unlike many nations, there seems to be on fire. Everything is like, what's going on? You know, what is happening in our nation? It seems to be more and more darkness all the time. And the church is the light of the world. And I want to remind people of that and to pray, be on our knees, and to say, God, have mercy on us.
Chris, we're absolutely loving your new single, Home. I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every shade is broken. What's the story behind this one?
Thank you so much. Home is something really powerful about the word home. Everybody knows when you say home, everybody knows, has a feeling of what that is. And what I'm speaking to about this song is heaven. I'm speaking about the eternal home, the one we're going to, where it's not just this pie in the sky thing. It's not just something, you know, that we've seen in paintings or we've heard in church. This place, the scripture says, is a place where every tear will be wiped away. This world, the world we're living in, is so much brokenness, there's so much hurt, so much pain, there's so much sin in this world that tears things apart. But I'm saying there's a hope. There's a place where every tear will be wiped away, where all the chains are broken, there are things that are holding us down. And I don't know if we sing about it enough, but I wanted to say it as home versus heaven, because that is home. We know that this place, this earth, is not all there is. I think anybody who's lived long enough knows there's got to be more. And so it's a song of joy. You know, it is a song of, I think it's hit people in different ways, because there's all of us have had people who've gone before us who are already home, and we're going to see them one day. But it's also a song of longing and of hope for people that this is where we're headed. And so it's been really, really fun to see this come to life in concerts. And I've been surprised at just how popular and powerful the song has become.
Chris Tomlin, it has been so great to speak to you this morning on Hope Breakfast. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're loving that new song, Home, as we just mentioned. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I hope to see you soon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.